We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and 10 in the morning now, 6:46 here on a Monday. Three big things. Nationwide gas prices dropped slightly in the past 2 weeks to an average of $2.93 a gallon. Earthquake in Oklahoma Friday felt by many here in southern Kansas. Several communities report tornado and storm damage in Kansas and Oklahoma. No fatalities. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic moving right along out there in Wichita this morning. Not seeing any big slowdowns as of yet. The traffic conditions looking very good out there at the moment. Starting to see some heavier traffic looking westbound. Kellogg right around Webb Road. Some heavy traffic in that area right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Cloudy with a 90% chance for showers and thunderstorms today and a high of 65 degrees. 100% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low 62. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a 50% chance for showers and storms and a high of 75 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, an east wind gusting to 25 miles per hour and 54 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning now. Stocks ended the last day of the trading week in the red Friday.
Stocks Friday closing down, putting an end to a very turbulent week on Wall Street thanks to renewed trade tensions with China. The Dow closing lower for the fourth straight week, its longest losing streak in 3 years. The Dow down 98 points, the S&P down 17, the NASDAQ down 82. Reports that talks between the U.S. and China have stalled was responsible for the market's drop in the last hour of trading. Stocks have been higher after the University of Michigan's consumer sentiment index rose to its highest level in 15 years. Shares of Lyft falling on news that investors are suing the company over its IPO. The lawsuit claims Lyft misled investors about the company's position, which in turn led to an inflated share price and loss of investor money. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
And on Friday, we heard from the Kansas Department of Labor and Bureau of Labor Statistics that a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate for Kansas was 3.5% in April, unchanged from March, and up from 3.4% in April of last year. The Wichita MSA jobless rate fell to 3.3% in April, down from 3.9% in March. That includes Sedgwick, Sumner, Butler, Harvey, and Kingman counties. I don't know how much lower it can go. I mean, as low as I've ever seen it, or more.
You know what I wonder, and I know they use the same standard every time, you know, as far as determining it. But I wonder how many people who are capable of work really aren't working.
Well, that's always the
question. You know what I mean? Because it's, because they use the same standard, you can compare it, even though it's not a true number, I would imagine. I don't know, but it'd be interesting to find that out.
I think the general indication is that we've got not enough people to fill the jobs. That's what I'm getting.
Well, particularly some skilled jobs.
Positions, we've been talking about it for a long time, and there it is.
But then again, nobody is working on the education side of it, so or at least that I know of.
What do you mean, the education
to side? To get more people trained to be able to handle those jobs?
Oh, they are. I talk to them all the time, and they've got this little program, but they're kind of piecemeal.
Yeah, they are, but they are charging a lot, and a lot
Wichita
of people
State.
Can't afford it. I just graduated my daughter from KU this weekend, and I tell you, I don't know how many people can afford to go to college.
Well,
anymore.
And was she trained to buck rivets or to work on electronics?
No, but that's a good point. The trade schools would be a great way to do, high-paying jobs.
6:49 now, Steve and Ted. Time for Don Grant, CFP the Money Tracker. He's crazy for IPOs.
I am crazy.
He's crazy.
Crazy.
For IPOs.
Yeah. You know, if you were an active investor, you may remember this during the 1990s, Steve. You may remember a glut of IPOs, initial public offerings for new tech companies. In particular, back then, it was common for unprofitable companies to post huge gains in an initial public offering. For example, from a review of company filings and market tracking, VA Linux had annual sales of $17.8 million. And through its shares, it was valued at $1.6 billion. Shares soared 700% on its debut in December of 1999. Well, that can still happen today. Rideshare company Lyft, we just talked about a second ago, went public recently. Investors lined up to get in on that IPO. The company was valued at $24 billion in spite of the fact that the company lost nearly $1 billion last year. What's all this frenzy about? Owning a piece of a new company, particularly a visible tech company, is surrounded by myth and magic. It's akin to the anticipation of winning Powerball from the time we buy the ticket to the time we see the drawing. You know, there's this excitement you have.
Yeah.
The University of Florida studied the long-range success of IPOs to existing companies of similar size. One table shows percentage on returns from 1980 through 2016 during the first 5 years of these new issues. Here's a quote. IPOs have underperformed other firms of the same size by an average of 3.3% per year during the 5 years after issuing, not including the first day return. Now, interesting that they omitted the first day return from the performance in that study because of the exaggerated returns during the frenzy of first day trading. Of 8,252 IPOs between 1980 and 2016, the average first day return was 17.9%. The 3-year buy and hold return was a style adjusted negative 7.9%. Now, I don't want to discourage anyone from buying an IPO. Who knows if you might, you know, buy the next Google or Amazon for $20. Well, just beware and please understand the risk and don't forget that first day frenzy. Of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
All right. You were talking about education, Don, and in fact, one of your daughters graduated over the weekend.
Yes.
At a commencement ceremony up at the University of Kansas.
Yeah, yeah.
Was there an appropriate amount of pomp and circumstance?
There was some pomp and circumstance, yes. We listened to a lot of that.
Did you? But the rain didn't hit you, right?
Well, she had a couple of her schools graduated on Saturday, so we had a couple of things, and there was intermittent rain, but it was outside under a tent, and the speakers were out in the rain, and the professors were lined up, you know, at least from one of them in the rain, but the big one the next day, aside from a little mud on the hill, you know, that they walked the hill, they traditionally walked the hill. It was a gorgeous, nice, big puffy cloud, blue sky day. And matter of fact, I wish I'd brought some sunscreen because the back of my neck has probably got a little sun on it from sitting in the stadium there.
When I had the experience when Scott walked down the hill, this has been several years ago. It was a hot day. It was really cooking hot day. It was terrible.
Well, you know,
and you're out there in the middle of the municipal stadium.
Right. Well, it's funny. My mom.
Is that what it is? Municipal or memorial?
Memorial
State. My mom flew in from California, and of course, she graduated from University of California, and during the day, and she was just floored at the what did she say, the casualness of this. I mean, there were people with their robe unbuttoned, wearing shorts and sandals. There was a couple people. I don't know how they made it down the hill. You can take that as you will. But I mean, there was one guy who looked like he was being held up by his fraternity brothers coming down the hill. But there were most of them were traditionally dressed and very well behaved and dressed up and all that. But my mom was just kind of floored. Oh, they wouldn't do that back in my day.
Oh, no.
You know, it was
even at my kids' high school graduation like 15, 20 years ago. The people were, I was aghast, some of them.
Yeah.
And the way they behaved.
She said lack of decorum.
That's the word she used.
Yeah.
The lack of decorum.
Yeah. But the things have changed, and everybody's trying to make their own little mark, and they had a lot of things written on the top of their hats.
their boards.
Hi, Mom, or you know, whatever.
All right. Well, anyway, congratulations, though.
Well, thank you.
You got her through there anyway. So,
yes. Yes.
Thank you, Don. 6:55 now. Steve and Ted coming up at 7 o'clock this morning.
Now, what's she want to do? Morning radio?
Yeah, that's it. Now she's moving to Washington, D.C. She's got a job, believe it or not.
You got a job?
Yep.
All right. Nice. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, Steve at 10 in the morning with all the news. A shooting in downtown Wichita last night. We've got the story. Coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.